This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for being mad? All I got was a shout out at my job.
That's all we get.
Right? And we give them to ourselves, honestly.
Shout out, Allie.
Shout out, DZ.
Wepa.
Hey. It is time for Am I the Jerk. You can always email or DM us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. We've been getting a bunch lately.
I love it.
And I'm into it, too. So this is what he wanted to know. He said, hi, Allie and DZ. I potentially have an Am I the Jerk for you. I just recently celebrated 10 years of employment at my current job. I'm the longest employed employee.
Congrats.
Yeah. Our place of employment has increased vacation time for every year that you're here, but it stops at 5 years.
Oh.
Because I was here for so long, I was basically grandfathered in with one extra PTO day compared to others that have been here for 5 years.
Bet.
I just learned that my extra day was taken away so that I have the same amount as everyone else, quote unquote.
Uh-oh.
I also want to add that other than yearly reviews, there are no additional benefits to working past 5 years here. The only thing I received for reaching 10 years was a Facebook shout out on the business page.
They posted my boy.
What a nightmare. Am I the jerk for being upset that my PTO day was taken away and all I received at 10 years was a Facebook shout out?
Dog.
Triggered by other people in the car right now because I see you all posting on social media that you hate your jobs. I see it all the time.
I know somebody's going to work right now. Ten years deep, same story, and went, oh.
Angry. Yeah.
See, but the thing is, why do you get that day taken?
Look,
that's a grandfather.
Apparently not.
You don't take Pop's day. And I know the grandfathering is obviously, you know, not the actual definition, but he was already locked into that
day. This is why you got to get things in writing, by the way, at any job.
Ooh,
don't ever let them say, we're going to do this for you. We'll give it to me in writing. Look what happened. He got the good old boy. We're going to do the right thing and give you an extra day because to show you we appreciate you. One extra day.
Maybe a half day.
And then they take it away because they're worried about everyone else getting offended. There's something else going on there.
Everyone else ain't been there as long as you.
No.
There's such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Wherever you work, whatever you do, there is such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and it's not just with your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
The people directly related to you. Me and you, for example.
Yeah.
I've only been on air here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on air here for
20.
Thank you. Seniority.
I guess.
Just put it to you like that. Like, there is just certain things that you
that
can't compare yourself to.
I should
to.
Have more vacation time than you, essentially.
Well, I ain't saying all that. Hold on.
Well, then maybe he's not the jerk. See? Oh, look at you now.
Well, now that you put it like that.
We actually have the same amount of vacation time.
But for real, though, I do think that there is such a thing as seniority.
Yeah.
And as far as vacation days go, I don't disagree. If you have been there for X amount of years versus only a couple, bro, you're not going to have the same amount of time. Even if you guys are doing the same work, doesn't mean you have the same repertoire, if you will. We're sitting here talking in the same room.
Yeah.
You have far more experience in the radio realm than I do. Just put it like that.
Just because of age.
Well, that don't matter.
Not because you're not talented.
Obviously. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, fam. That's love.
I'm just saying.
But it's not about the talent. It's about the experience. We are both equally very talented individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You have far more experience than I do in this world.
Mm.
You can't deny that. And you can't deny that in any other work setting either.
So you're saying they screwed this guy.
They screwed this
guy. They gave him a Facebook shout out and took away his day, his extra PTO day. And he wants to know if he's a jerk for being upset.
I feel like he's comboing it together, man. You're there. You agreed to do the job and you didn't say, hey, but at my 10 years, I'm expecting this.
That's true. Who says you get anything at 10 years?
Nobody.
They gave you the because some people would say you got a Facebook shout out. They're saying they appreciate you on Facebook.
Better than nothing.
This is like when they try to have like little parties, you know, for the staff, and you're like, I don't want a party.
Right.
I don't want an extra activity I have to go to outside of work.
Right.
If this is, we've talked about this, if it's not feeding my soul for work, I don't want to go. If I'm not inspired by whatever it is,
I got other stuff to do.
This guy, Josh, is not inspired because they've essentially given him a Facebook. He feels unappreciated, mm-hmm. which kills your morale.
It does.
At the end of the day, feeling unappreciated kills your morale.
But also, who's to say that the job needs to bolster you like that? You agreed to do the work. Are mm-hmm. you coming to do the work? Bet. Do you need right. a high five
Get
every single
yourself,
day?
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. The this is why side. I'm torn. Because mm-hmm. on one end, I'm going, bro, they did screw you for yep. sure. But then on the other end, going, did you let them?
Yeah.
Did you fight it? Did you say anything? And at least be appreciative of the love that you are getting mm-hmm. shown. Because some cats don't even get that after 10 years, 20, 30, 40.
But I will say the company better be careful because you got someone for 10 years in today's day. And age who's doing their job well.
That's hard.
Be careful before you push somebody out the door who's working hard for you at that point, right?
Don't lose your tenured employee because you're out here playing with them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Just thinking they're going to stick around just because.
414-533-1037. Josh wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad. All he got was a shout out on the company's Facebook page for 10 years and his extra day taken away that was given to him at some point.
You know what? I'm calling him the jerk.
No.
Yeah, I'm calling him a jerk.
I think he has a right to be mad.
I don't think you're mad, but did you fight it? Did you argue it? Did you come back with, did you say anything or did you just let it happen? Because if you just let it happen and mm-hmm. all that and you're still mad, you're the jerk. Mm-hmm. How are you going to let the things happen and not do anything about it?
Yeah.
I'm going jerk.
Okay. Ooh, you can text or call and we will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Josh wants to know if he's the jerk because he's upset that his extra PTO day was taken away and all he got at 10 years at his job was a Facebook shout out after he's been there way longer than anyone else.
He's a scorned employee, bro, but he let it happen. I gotta go jerk. I don't care.
Nicole in Lake Geneva said first thing on the phone, I'm triggered.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
You said triggered now.
You had us at triggered. Talk to us. Is Josh the jerk for being upset that the PTO day was taken and all he got was a Facebook shout out for being at his job for 10 years?
Absolutely not. Oh. With the staffing shortages that are going on in a lot of the industries right now, I think that corporations and management need to start showing the employees that are loyal to their organizations appreciation. Mm. I think it would go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Make people stay. I work with people that have been at my place of business for over 30 years and have not been recognized in a very long time. And it's heartbreaking, especially mm-hmm. with the line of work that I do.
Yeah.
They go to work, and then this is what I'm talking about. The morale is just dead. You're just showing up every day for something. There's no real fire. There's no inspiration. There's no nothing.
It's a thankless job.
It's a 9-to-5, yeah, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate.
Which isn't even a 9-to-5 anymore, uh-huh. bro.
And then they probably want to throw you a Christmas party, and then they wonder why nobody cares at the end of the year, why they don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
When you say that, we haven't had one.
Then
that on top of it.
That on top. Listen.
Oh, so, yeah.
I can't disagree with Nicole. She brought up some great points. Mm-hmm. With staffing shortages in mind, you make
just
that hard.
Be careful.
Yep.
Don't push it with your good employees, I guess. But you know what's funny is they could think that they did something so nice by giving a Facebook shout out. Right. Somebody might have thought that was just the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
The marketing department was like, oh, they'll love it.
We put their name and tagged them. This is great.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, Nicole.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Maybe we need to start that on this show.
What?
The daily work shout out for the people that don't ever get thanked at their jobs.
Oh.
Huh. We're here to thank you once a day.
That might be an idea.
Maybe. We might make businesses mad, but we're going to make their employees happy.
That, and the employees happy is the part mm-hmm. that the business actually needs and wants. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Tammy's in South Milwaukee. See, you thought we should do birthday shout outs. Oh, no. It's thankless job shout outs. That's where we're coming from. See? Tammy, good morning. Tammy?
Yes!
There you are! Hello!
You got us on Bluetooth or something, Tammy? You running through a tunnel right now?
Yes.
All right, Tammy, jerk or not the jerk? Go.
Not the jerk regarding the PTO day. I
that it's really hard once you're given a benefit like that to take it away, particularly if they did not give any explanation. That is just not right.
Okay. You sound like you're a robot right now. Hold on. Hold on, Tammy. Can you put her on hold for a second? Yeah, Tammy, take us off Bluetooth for a second.
She was saying not to jerk, though.
She was. I want to hear what she has to say, but it was really hard to hear her with her Bluetooth. Let's come back to her.
Okay,
let's go to Brianna in Milwaukee quick and see what she has to say. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, did you hear Nicole go first for Am I the Jerk?
I did, and I 100% agree. He is not the jerk.
Ooh.
We spend more time at work than we do at home, right? So 99% of us are spending 10 hours plus at work. We're giving it our all. We're helping the business. And for them to not only recognize him for 10 years of service, but you took away a PTO date, it's one day.
It's like a punishment.
It's not like you gave him, gave him two additional weeks. You gave him one day.
One day.
You know, the least you could do is appreciate the work and what he's done for the company. But to do just a simplistic Facebook post, like, did they even go to him personally and say thank you?
Is that okay?
Or did they literally just post it on Facebook say, oh, this is good.
Surprise.
Thanks, but, you know,
he might have not even wanted the Facebook shout out. Who says he wanted his name tagged and stuff like that? Like,
that's the thing.
Right.
Listen to this text, though. Somebody texted in and said, what else does this guy need? A full-on 10-year party, a clown, or a singing telegram? Just be happy they even remembered. The clown for sure.
Definitely the clown.
Definitely the clown.
At least balloon
in. And if he's a stripping clown, bonus points for HR drama and Delilah later down the road. For everyone else to be entertained.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously. I mean, we just don't get enough recognition as employees, and we do give our all to a lot of these jobs. Mm-hmm. And people right now, especially after the pandemic, they are not with the you-know-what anymore.
They're not devote their whole life to their job anymore. They're like, I don't have to live like this. This job is for money and a living, but other than that, it is not my life.
Yikes.
Yeah. Right, and if you don't appreciate me, I'm going to find a job that will.
Because, yes, I can switch jobs. Yes, correct.
But then you got to start from the ground up again. Then those 10 years are washed. And then you bottom of the totem pole. And here we go starting the cycle over.
But you have to make a change if it's not working.
True.
Right?
True.
I guess.
You got to know when to call it. You got to know when to put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they could have done something a little more than the Facebook post by, at the very least, give the man back his PTO day. For crying out loud.
Brianna. I was with you on that one for sure. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, Tammy in South Milwaukee. Let's try her one more time. She's still there?
I think the tunnel dropped her.
That's fine. Amanda's in Racine. Real quick. She could be our third. And I don't mean that in an icky way.
No one took it in the icky way.
It's Valentine's Day. You never know. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for putting up with me, everybody.
You know what? You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. You're one of our Valentines. The regulars are our Valentines.
All 1,000 of y'all. Now, what do you say, jerk or not the jerk for Josh?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
Only, I mean, the shout-outs are nice, but when you take away my money, hell no.
Yeah,
when you take away
true.
My benefits, hell no. You do not do that.
Technically,
you give me more benefits.
That is a PTO. That was paid. That was a paid day that he's no longer available to take. That is true. That's money out of his pocket.
Somebody,
and the day he had off. Ooh.
Somebody texted in. So you want to do shout outs on the radio, but a Facebook post isn't enough recognition. They're different.
Very different.
You know how much value is it go? You know how many people, how many times does people go, I'm on TV?
Right.
They never go, I'm on a Facebook post ever.
Nobody ever goes, did you see my job post me?
Never.
No. There's like, did you hear Ali and DZ read my Am I
Thank
the Jerk?
You.
That part.
Jeez, if
Come
you
on.
Don't want the shout out, whoever you are, you're not getting it.
Don't worry about it. Shout outs aren't for you.
Amanda, we'll start with you. Good job at your job, Amanda.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you.
Even though you're on suspension. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I'd rather be enrolled in the Jelly of the Month Club than get a Facebook shout out. Somebody else said, I get zero recognition for my 10 years of service at my job. That's probably most people.
Honestly, most jobs are thankless regardless of what you do.
I don't remember anybody saying a word when I hit 10 years here. I don't even know if I noticed.
How many times have you had a boss literally come to you to your face and go, you are doing such a great job. We love you here. You're amazing. Yada,
you're right.
Yada, yada. When? Never. I've never had that happen.
Right.
I mean, I've had people like, hey, you know, you're doing good.
Well, they did it when we started the show and we thought they were messing with us. Remember that?
Yeah.
But that was a year ago. And I said what I said. I was like, oh, they're gassing us up to be nice. They think the show sucks.
No, they did that for the first week. You know what I'm saying? They were just trying to make us comfortable. We were already comfortable. We didn't even need it.
We don't need you gassing us up, but now we do.
But now, where's the gas?
Mom, Dad, where are you?
These thankless jobs, dog. We out here.
Well, everybody, I'm sorry. If you're driving to work right now, everybody's driving to work. Like, oh, come on. We see your texts and we see all of your calls coming in and we appreciate them. Somebody said, I need to shout out on the radio to know that this Valentine's Day is real. Hashtag Destiny. Destiny, get out of here.
Shout out, though.
Come on. Shout out. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. And I'm sorry if that's all you got at your job.
You're welcome.
Not the jerk for being mad. The end.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for being mad? All I got was a shout out at my job.
That's all we get.
Right? And we give them to ourselves, honestly.
Shout out, Allie.
Shout out, DZ.
Wepa.
Hey. Now, it is time for Am I the Jerk. You can always email or DM us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We've been getting a bunch lately.
I love it.
And I'm into it, too. So this is what he wanted to know. He said, hi, Allie and DZ. I potentially have an Am I the Jerk for you. I just recently celebrated 10 years of employment at my current job. I'm the longest employed employee.
Congrats.
Yeah. Our place of employment has increased vacation time for every year that you're here, but it stops at 5 years.
Oh.
Because I was here for so long, I was basically grandfathered in with one extra PTO day compared to others that have been here for 5 years.
Bet.
I just learned that my extra day was taken away so that I have the same amount as everyone else, quote unquote.
Uh-oh.
I also want to add that other than yearly reviews, there are no additional benefits to working past 5 years here. The only thing I received for reaching 10 years was a Facebook shout out on the business page.
They posted my boy.
What a nightmare. Am I the jerk for being upset that my PTO day was taken away and all I received at 10 years was a Facebook shout out?
Dog.
Triggered by other people in the car right now because I see you all posting on social media that you hate your jobs. I see it all the time.
I know somebody's going to work right now. Ten years deep, same story, and went, oh.
Angry. Yeah.
See, but the thing is, why did he get that day taken? Look, that's a grandfather.
Apparently not.
You don't take Pop's day. And I know grandfathering is obviously, you know, not the actual definition, but he was already locked into that day.
This is why you got to get things in writing, by the way, at any job.
Ooh,
don't ever let them say, we're going to do this for you. We'll give it to me in writing. Look what happened. He got the good old boy. We're going to do the right thing and give you an extra day because to show you we appreciate you. One day.
One extra day.
One day.
Maybe a half day.
And then they take it away because they're worried about everyone else getting offended. There's something else going on there.
Everyone else ain't been there as long as you.
No.
There's such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Wherever you work, whatever you do, there is such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and it's not just with your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
The people directly related to you. Me and you, for example.
Yeah.
I've only been on air here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on air here for
20.
Thank you. Seniority.
I guess.
Just put it to you like that. Like, there is just certain things that you can't compare yourself to.
I should have more vacation time than you, essentially.
Well, I ain't saying all that now. Hold on.
Well, then maybe he's not the jerk. See? Oh, look at you now.
Well, now that you put it like that.
We actually have the same amount of vacation time.
But for real, though, I do think that there is such a thing as seniority.
Yeah.
And as far as vacation days go, I don't disagree. If you have been there for X amount of years versus only a couple, bruh, you're not going to have the same amount of time. Even if you guys are doing the same work, doesn't mean you have the same repertoire, if you will. We're sitting here talking in the same room.
Yeah.
You have far more experience in the radio realm than I do. Just put it like that.
Just because of age.
Well, that don't matter.
Not because you're not talented.
Obviously. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, fam. That's love.
I'm just saying.
But it's not about the talent. It's about the experience. We are both equally very talented individuals. Mm-hmm. You have far more experience than I do in this world. Mm. You can't deny that. And you can't deny that in any other work setting either.
Mm, so you're saying they screwed this guy.
They screwed this guy.
They gave him a Facebook shout out and took away his day, his extra PTO day. And he wants to know if he's a jerk for being upset.
I feel like he's comboing it together, man. You're there. You agreed to do the job and you didn't say, hey, but at my 10 years, I'm expecting this.
That's true. Who says you get anything at 10 years?
Nobody.
They gave you because some people would say you got a Facebook shout out. They're saying they appreciate you on Facebook.
Better than nothing.
This is like when they try to have like little parties, for the staff, and you're like, I don't want a party.
Right.
I don't want an extra activity I have to go to outside of work.
Right.
If this is, we've talked about this, if it's not feeding my soul for work, I don't want to go. If I'm not inspired by whatever it is.
I got other stuff to do.
This guy, Josh, is not inspired because they've essentially given him a Facebook. He feels unappreciated, which kills your morale.
It does.
At the end of the day, feeling unappreciated kills your morale.
But also, who's to say that the job needs to bolster you like that? You agreed to do the work. Are you coming to do the work? Bet. Do you need a high five every single day?
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. This is why I'm torn. Because on one end, I'm going, bro, they did screw you for sure. But then on the other end, going, did you let them?
Yeah.
Did you fight it? Did you say anything? And at least be appreciative of the love that you are getting shown. Because some cats don't even get that after 10 years, 20, 30, 40.
But I will say the company better be careful because you got someone for 10 years in today's day and age who's doing their job well.
That's hard.
Be careful before you push somebody out the door who's working hard for you at that point, right?
Don't lose your tenured employee because you're out here playing with them.
That's all.
Just thinking they're going to stick around just because.
414-533-1037. Josh wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad. All he got was a shout out on the company's Facebook page for 10 years and his extra day taken away that was given to him at some point.
You know what? I'm calling him the jerk.
No.
Yeah, I'm calling him a jerk.
I think he's a right to be mad.
I don't think you're mad, but did you fight it? Did you argue it? Did you did you say anything or did you just let it happen? Because if you just let it happen and all that and you're still mad, you're the jerk. How are you going to let the things happen and not do anything about it?
Yeah.
I'm going jerk.
Okay. Ooh, you can text or call and we will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Josh wants to know if he's the jerk because he's upset that his extra PTO day was taken away and all he got at 10 years at his job was a Facebook shout out after he's been there way longer than anyone else.
He's a scorned employee, bro, but he let it happen. I gotta go jerk. I don't care.
Nicole in Lake Geneva said first thing on the phone, I'm triggered.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
You said triggered now.
You had us at triggered. Talk to us. Is Josh the jerk for being upset that the PTO day was taken and all he got was a Facebook shout out for being at his job for 10 years?
Absolutely not. Oh. With the staffing shortages that are going on in a lot of the industries right now, I think that corporations and management need to start showing the employees that are loyal to their organizations appreciation. Mm. I think it would go a long way. Make people stay. I work with people that have been at my place of business for over 30 years and have not been recognized in a very long time. And it's heartbreaking, especially with the line of work that I do.
Yeah.
They go to work, and then this is what I'm talking about. The morale is just dead. You're just showing up every day for something. There's no real fire. There's no inspiration. There's no nothing.
It's a thankless job.
It's a 9-to-5, which is unfortunate.
Which isn't even a 9-to-5 anymore, bro.
And then they probably want to throw you a Christmas party, and then they wonder why nobody cares at the end of the year, why they don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
When you say that, we haven't had one.
Then
that on top of it.
That on top. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
I can't disagree with Nicole. She brought up some great points. Mm-hmm. With staffing shortages in mind, you make
just
that hard.
Be careful.
Yep.
Don't push it with your good employees, I guess. But you know what's funny is they could think that they did something so nice by giving a Facebook shout out. Right. Somebody might have thought that was just the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It
wasn't.
No.
The marketing department was like, oh, they'll love it.
Their name and tagged them. This is great.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, Nicole.
Absolutely. absolutely. Have a great day.
Maybe we need to start that on this show.
What?
The daily work shout out for the people that don't ever get thanked at their jobs.
Oh.
Huh. We're here to thank you once a day.
That might be an idea.
Maybe. We might make businesses mad, but we're going to make their employees happy.
That, and the employees happy is the part that the business actually needs and wants. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Tammy's in South Milwaukee. See, you thought we should do birthday shout outs. Oh, no. It's thankless job shout outs. That's where we're coming from. See? Tammy, good morning. Tammy?
Yes.
There you are. Hello.
You got us on Bluetooth or something, Tammy? You running through a tunnel right now?
Yes.
All right, Tammy, jerk or not the jerk? Go.
Not the jerk regarding the PTO day. I said it's really hard once you're given a benefit like that to take it away, particularly if they did not give any explanation. That is just not right.
Okay. You as sound like you're a robot right now. Hold on. Hold on, Tammy. Can you put her on hold for a second? Yeah, Tammy, take us off Bluetooth for a second.
She was saying not the jerk.
She was. I want to hear what she has to say, but it was really hard to hear her with her Bluetooth. Let's come back to her.
Okay.
Let's go to Brianna in Milwaukee quick and see what she has to say. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Did you hear Nicole go first for Am I the Jerk?
I did, and I 100% agree. He is not the jerk. We spend more time at work than we do at home, right? So 99% of us are spending 10 hours plus at work. We're giving it our all. We're helping the business. And for them to not only recognize him for 10 years of service, but you took away a PTO date, it's one day.
It's like a punishment.
It's not like you gave him... Yeah, it's not like you gave him two additional weeks. You gave him one day.
One day.
You know, the least you could do is appreciate the work and what he's done for the company. But to do just a simplistic Facebook post, like, did they even go to him personally and say thank you?
Is that okay?
Or did they literally just post it on Facebook say, oh, this is good.
Surprise!
Thanks, but, you know,
he might have not even wanted the Facebook shout out. Who says he wanted his name tagged and stuff like that? Like,
that's the thing.
Right.
Listen to this text, though. Somebody texted in and said, what else does this guy need? A full-on 10-year party? A clown or a singing telegram? Just be happy they even remembered. The clown for sure.
Definitely the clown.
Definitely the clown.
At least balloon
in. And if it's a stripping clown, bonus points. For HR drama and dilemma later down the road. For everyone else to be entertained.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously. I mean, we just don't get enough recognition as employees, and we do give our all to a lot of these jobs. Mm-hmm. And people right now, especially after the pandemic, they are not with the you-know-what anymore.
They're not down to devote their whole life to their job anymore. They're like, I don't have to live like this. This job is for money and a living, but other than that, it is not my life.
Yikes.
Yeah. Right, and if you don't appreciate me, I'm going to find a job that will.
Because, yes, I can switch jobs. Yes, correct.
But then you got to start from the ground up again. Then those 10 years are washed, and then you bottom of the totem pole, and here we go starting the cycle
but
over.
But you have to make a change if it's not working, right?
True.
I guess.
You got to know when to call it. You got to know when to put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they could have done something a little more than the Facebook post by, at the very least, give the man back his PTO day, for crying out loud.
We hear Brianna.
I was with you on that one for sure. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, Tammy in South Milwaukee. Let's try her one more time. She's still there?
I think the tunnel dropped her.
That's fine. Amanda's in Racine. Real quick. She could be our third. And I don't mean that in an icky way.
No one took it in the icky way.
It's Valentine's Day, you never know. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for putting up with me, everybody.
You know what? You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. You're one of our Valentines. The regulars are our Valentines.
All 1,000 of y'all. Now, what do you say? Jerk or not the jerk for Josh?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
Only, I mean, the shout outs are nice, but when you take away my money, hell no.
Yeah,
when you take away
true.
My benefits, hell no. You do not do that.
Technically,
you give me more benefits.
That is a PTO. That was paid. That was a paid day that he's no longer available to take. That is true. That's money out of his pocket.
Somebody,
and the day he had off. Ooh.
Somebody texted in. So you want to do shout outs on the radio, but a Facebook post isn't enough recognition. They're different.
Very different.
You know how much value you know how many people, how many times does people go, I'm on TV?
Right.
They never go, I'm on a Facebook post ever.
Nobody ever goes, did you see my job post me?
Never.
No. There's like, did you hear Ali and DZ read my Am I
Thank
the Jerk?
You.
That part.
Jeez, if you don't want the shout out, whoever you are, you're not getting it.
Don't worry about it. Shout outs aren't for you.
Amanda, we'll start with you. Good job at your job, Amanda.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you.
Even though you're on suspension. Bye.
You too, bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I'd rather be enrolled in the Jelly of the Month Club than get a Facebook shout out. Somebody else said, I get zero recognition for my 10 years of service at my job. That's probably most people.
Honestly, most jobs are thankless regardless of what you do.
I don't remember anybody saying a word when I hit 10 years here. I don't even know if I noticed.
How many times have you had a boss literally come to you to your face and go, you are doing such a great job. We love you here. You're amazing. Yada, yada, yada. When? Never. I've never had that happen.
Right.
I mean, I've had people like, hey, you know, you're doing good.
Well, they did it when we started the show and we thought they were messing with us. Remember that?
Yeah. But that
was a year ago. And I said what I said. I was like, oh, they're gassing us up to be nice. They think the show sucks.
They did that for the first week. You know what I'm saying? They were just trying to make us comfortable. We were already comfortable. We didn't even need it.
We don't need you gassing us up, but now we do.
But now, where's the gas?
Mom, Dad, where are you?
These thankless jobs, dog. We out here.
Well, everybody, I'm sorry. If you're driving to work right now, everybody's driving to work. Like, oh, come on. We see your texts and we see all of your calls coming in and we appreciate them. Somebody said, I need a shout out on the radio to know that this Valentine's Day is real. Hashtag Destiny. Destiny, get out of here.
Shout out, though.
Come on. Shout out. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. And I'm sorry if that's all you got at your job.
You're welcome.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk for being mad. The end.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.